On the Table, topics for Toastmasters.
But it doesn't mean that you can't do these other things too. And if you have a passion for something, I'm going to encourage you to go down that path. And it might be in support of things like public relations or other angles that this individual is interested in. But by all means, as long as it's not in violation of the charter, they can go forward with that idea.
A recent look at the people in my division showed that I've got at least 5 people who need the club's sponsorship, mentorship, or coaching requirement to finish their Distinguished Toastmaster Award tasks. While there are new clubs in the district, matching those members with those clubs can be a challenge. But there are always clubs that need coaches. Learning how to coach a club is a delicate balance between, say, herding cats and heading into a minefield. But the club coach role doesn't have to be that way. Carol Prohinsky, Region 6 advisor, has been giving a webinar to her districts about how to be an excellent club coach. Carol has given this presentation several times now and agreed to talk about club coaching on the table. This is On the Table, topics for Toastmasters, a podcast production of District 10 Toastmasters International. We're here to help Toastmasters advance with advice, tips, and hacks to earn the Distinguished Toastmaster Award. I'm your host, Kim Craggy, DTM. We're talking to Carol Prohinsky. Carol, what is that title you've got?
Region Advisor, Region 6. Is that the title you mean?
Yeah.
or what are my other ones?
What is that role?
I basically am here to help the trios or leaders across the districts be successful. So I mentor them, I coach them, and give them feedback on how to solve problems, as well as guiding them on how to be successful during the year. So I work with the district director, the district program quality director, the club growth director, and the public relations manager. Those are the 4 people that I work with in each district. And in your district, you have 4, and I get to work with all 4. Yay!
Yay! Well, District 10 is very blessed with some great leadership this year. Mm-hmm. And I know that they all have really good things to say about working with you.
Oh, thank you.
It's been a very positive relationship.
I love working with them, too. I just love their joy.
You recently gave us in District 10, and I believe you've done this in other districts, a club coaching seminar, how to be a successful club coach, how to be an exceptional club coach.
That's right.
And that sounds like information that anybody who's working on their DTM needs to have. So let's talk about that today.
Okay.
If there is one skill that a club coach needs, what is it?
I believe a club coach needs to be excellent at listening. And to me, that's the most important. They need to hear not just what is being spoken, but the message underneath that. So it requires a bit of intuition to get at that sometimes.
That's a really big challenge, to be able to listen without just assuming that what you hear is the full truth. How do people hear the message behind the words?
I'm watching body language, or I'm paying attention to the cues of some of their word choices, and so that I can ask them questions to clarify, you know, when you say this word, I'm interpreting it this way. Is that what you intended? And they don't always want to, sometimes they're tap dancing around that, you know, they don't feel comfortable sharing that they're having problems, or they're uncomfortable in sharing that they're having problems with specific individuals, and they don't want to talk about it. So we need to be successful, we have to address the problems. There are so many different ways to address it that most of the time the individual doesn't even realize these are alternatives for them. And so that's the second most critical thing I believe a club coach needs, is to help individuals be creative to find other alternatives to solve their problems. And when a club coach can do that, the individual is able to see that there's so many different choices that they can make.
Give me some examples of that kind of creativity that you know about.
Sometimes I think people believe that they're not allowed the freedom to do things, you know, in a creative way. And art clubs can do, like, if I have a secretary and I'm working with the secretary and I say, you know, what would you like to accomplish this year? And they say, well, I have some exciting things I want to do, but that's not my role, is it? And I say, not exactly, no, because your role is to keep the minutes of the decisions being made. But it doesn't mean that you can't do these other things too. And if you have a passion for something, I'm going to encourage you to go down that path. And it might be in support of things like public relations or other angles that this individual is interested in. But by all means, as long as it's not in violation of the charter, they can go forward with that idea. And just making sure that the other officers are aware that this individual is interested in doing that and making sure that they also say, yeah, that's a great idea, let's go for it. And if as long as they have that permission, there's no problem. I don't see any problem. And I think many times we limit ourselves because we think, oh, my job is this, and therefore, in my mind, that's what it means. And that's not true. That what I've seen, especially with brand new clubs, they don't know their job, and so they think they can do anything, and they do. And that actually is so freeing, just watching them in action. And I usually just say, go for it. It's a lot of fun. I just say, go for it, and they just, off they go, and they have so much energy and passion, and they just get so many things done. And I think that is a vital creativity that is sometimes lost when we have too much structure in our organization.
You know, it's like everything's set in a rock and you can't change that. That's the way it's always been done.
Right. Well, I don't live by that motto. So if I see somebody has an interest or a passion in something, I try to encourage them to do it.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you want the club coach to do, is to be that encourager, not to be the doer.
Absolutely. Our job is not to do anything except for mentoring the leaders. And so I'm giving feedback directly to the leaders on what I'm seeing as their strengths or suggestions on behavior changes that could be modified. And I work specifically with the leaders of the club. I try to keep quiet otherwise if I can. I'm not very good at it. Just because you know me, I'm an extrovert. I have a hard time sometimes. But I really do need to be quiet so that I can pay attention to what else is going on around me.
I've been a club coach one time.
Okay.
And about halfway into that, it became very clear that our numbers were not going to be where they needed to be. So I joined the club.
Okay.
Can I, as a club coach who has joined a club, then become an officer?
You can. I don't recommend that you take one of the top officer leadership roles, such as president or vice president of education, because your job as a coach is to coach the leaders. And if you are the leader, it makes it kind of weird. So I'll just say, don't be the leader and coach yourself, because that's not helping anybody. You're there to guide leaders on how to be more successful, and because they are struggling in their leadership skills. That's your role.
If my division is any indication, being a club coach is one of the toughest roles we have in Toastmasters. Thank you, Carol, for your time and your insights into this challenging role. In fact, her interview was so good that I've got another episode coming up with more from our conversation. We'll post that next week. District 10 is currently planning our Spring 2017 conference with a great special guest. Be sure to come back and find out who. You will not want to miss this announcement. And for those of you outside of Ohio, you might want to come anyway. Our music is from Incompetech.com. You can find more details about District 10 at District10.org. Meeting adjourned.